Hachette Audio presents Kiss Me in Christmas, written by Debbie Mason, read by Beckett Royce. Chapter 1. The room was dark, the floorboards creaking ominously under the weight of the intruder's footsteps as he approached the bed with murderous intent. His shadow loomed over Chloe O'Connor, and she squeezed her eyes shut. She heard the rasp of his breath behind his mask, and felt a whisper of cool air against her cheek as the pillow beside her disappeared. He was going to kill her, and there was nothing she could do to stop him. It was the most ridiculous, uninspired ending for a character of her stature that she had ever heard of. The writers hadn't put enough effort or thought into the scene. Chloe had been the star of the daytime drama As the Sun Sets for 5 years. She'd won 2 daytime Emmys for her portrayal of Tessa Hart, and she refused, absolutely refused, to go out with a whimper. If they were going to kill her off, and obviously they were, she should be begging and pleading for her life, the camera capturing the sheer terror in her green eyes. Janet Leigh's famous shower scene in Psycho popped into her head. The idea was so perfect, Chloe could barely contain her excitement. There was no doubt in her mind that she'd win another daytime Emmy for the scene she envisioned. Now she just had to convince the director, Phil. Rising up on her elbows, she opened her mouth to call cut, at the same time the killer slammed the pillow over her face. The vindictive force of the attack lay Chloe flat out on the mattress and had her second-guessing the assailant's identity. It wasn't a man. It was Molly. The red-headed actress had auditioned for the part of Tessa Hart, but had been given the lesser role of Tessa's sister. Her backstabbing sister, who was going to get everything...